A pleasure to introduce to you the managing editor of Chicago Parent magazine. They have a very interesting article about books to help explain what's going on in the world right now, racism in particular, to your kids. Hillary Bird is managing editor at Chicago Parent and put together this piece. And Hillary, it's a pleasure to have you with us this morning on WGN. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Explain why you decided to take on this subject.
It's really important. If you can teach your kids how to wash their hands in 20 seconds, you can teach your kids how not to be a racist. So if you're looking for ways, and parents, I think, are, you know, pivoting and suddenly going, okay, now this is what I'm teaching my children, and how do I do this? And, you know, maybe don't realize that these books exist and that they're out there. So that's why we tackled this, and we picked 13, and there are more. There are a lot more, and there are a lot of great books out there to bring diversity and put it on your bookshelf so the kids see it. You know, historical books about great historical figures in Black history and in other diverse cultural history. But these specifically sort of attack race and racism and teach kids from babies up to teenagers about what it is and how to be anti-racist, not just, hey, don't not hate speech, but even more than that, and make sure that inclusion is part of their world. Yeah. So that's why, and we hope too that, you know, that parents start here, but then take a look at different places in different books to sort of diversify.
Hopefully the kids would be learning from their parents by example, you know, with parents' actions and words and relationships with others and how other people are treated. So, you know, maybe the parents are also learning a little something from these books and realizing things that they might be doing that they don't even realize that they're doing.
Right. And I think that's some of it. You know, a great book, Anti-Racist Baby, is perfect for something like that. It's a little board book. And you might think, okay, how is a baby going to understand this? But babies as young as 6 months can recognize the difference in colors and races of people. So if you're showing children that young a book with people of different races and different colors, they're going to start to accept that. They see that and they say, oh, my parents accept that. My parents are showing me this. And so even though words might not be something that they understand at 6 months and 7 months, they're going to start to recognize the message when you read it over and over again.
I was just going to say again, actions by the parents, I think, would teach the kids a lot as well. I've had so many African-American friends of mine tell me that, you know, if they were on the bus or they're in an elevator or they're, you know, someplace with their kids and there's an African-American person on the bus, on the elevator, somewhere within a close physical proximity, the parent will pull their child closer to them, you know, as if to say to the child nonverbally, stay close to me. Something might happen.
And that's scary for kids, and they don't understand why they're scared. And so making sure as a parent that you project that tolerance and understand that people are people.
Yeah.
You know, that you know, you should be not necessarily any more scared of a man of color or another person of color than you should, you know, of someone your own race. And that inherently sort of teaches kids that they're afraid and they don't know why. So paying attention as a parent to your own actions, absolutely hugely important.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, that the actions that we teach our kids and, you know, what we've taught them over the course of the last 12 weeks is to make sure that they're healthy. Well, let's make sure that they keep that you then do that as as everything opens back up and we're back around other people again. Make sure that you're projecting a healthy attitude toward everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sometimes it's these nonverbal things that can be passed down from generation to generation to generation, and you don't even know it. And that's why I thought these books were so great, not only for the kids, but also as a way of holding the mirror up to the parents, you know, and for parents to go, oh, wow, I do that. Oh, you know, here's something that I should not be doing, you know, as, you know, a lot of parenting. You do the things that your parents or grandparents did, you know, because it just happened. It's so natural to you until you read, you know, something from an expert somewhere that says this may not be so helpful. You know, so that's why I think these books are so helpful for everybody, really.
Yeah, so I totally agree. And after you read them, especially with kids that might be a little bit older, 3, 4, 5, and 6, be prepared to sort of have a conversation and read them with your children if you can. And look at pictures and see what it is that it's saying, and don't just sort of read the words and flip the page. You know, try to have that conversation as you're reading the book, and it becomes a lot more comfortable. The other thing, too, is don't be surprised if kids kind of blow you off the first time. We sat down and read Let's Talk About Race with our kids. We have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. And we were totally prepared for an hour-long conversation, and they just sort of both looked at us and said, yeah, okay.
Can we go outside and play now? Yeah.
But exactly. You know, they see people at their school who are of different races. They have friends who are of different races. So for them, they're already very accepting. And, you know, so they, as we were prepared to say, okay, you know, my husband and I talked about it, and, you know, what are we going to say if this comes up? And what are we going to say if this comes up? And they just sort of went, yeah, okay. We get it. Let's move on. So, you know, we're definitely going to read this book more than once, and we'll see, you know, and we'll introduce them to other books. But we've also had the luck of reading other books with them, books with, that have characters of more diverse backgrounds that they were already sort of accepting, and they pick these books out and ask us to read these books just because they like the book and they like the character in the book. And it's not, hey, this person looks like me. It's, I want to read this book because it's interesting. Yeah. And that is something else too, that you make sure that you can, that you're introducing to your kids, you know, have a more diverse bookshelf, and they will start to pick these things out. And those are your actions too, as parents, to make sure that you're broadening that. There's some really great bookstores and stores in Chicago. You know, Semicolon Bookstore is a Black woman-owned bookstore. It's on Halsted, right near River West. You know, it's a fantastic place to shop, and they're going to have a million diverse books. Kiddo Chicago too, if you've got littler kids in the Roosevelt Collection. Is a family-owned a family-owned retail store, and they've got some adorable clothes for kids. Very Chicago-based adorable store clothes for kids. But they've also got a really, really diverse book collection, and they have a very diverse story time that is wildly well attended by parents of all colors. And they've moved it to social media so that you can still read the books. And just, even if you're just turning on Instagram, to make sure that, you know, your kid's story time is a little bit more diverse right now. That's an action that they'll see you doing, that kids will recognize and say, oh, hey, my parents are making sure that they're exposing me to really diverse books.
Yeah, that's great that that's going on in these days when we think the kids are spending all their time with video games, you know, that they are reading books and they are being engaged with the fine old art of actually reading the written word. Talking about racism and social injustice with your kids, with your grandkids, and how have you dealt with it? What questions have your kids been asking? Are they watching the news? Are they, you know, some people are, you know, very concerned with their kids being scared just, you know, by watching the news and seeing the violence and seeing all that's going on right now, and parents are being left to explain what's going on. That's why, you know, to bring up this subject. And I think that's one of the reasons that Chicago Parent has put together a really interesting article called 13 Books to Help You Explain Racism to Your Kids. Hillary Bird wrote the article. She's the managing editor. and is on the phone line with us right now. Hillary, let's just go through the list here. You had talked a little about this one of the entries called anti-racist baby. Is that too young to deal with this issue? It says nine simple steps that parents can use to start their kids on a path of being anti-racist. What are some of those steps?
Some of those steps are great. It's from recognizing and seeing and accepting that all colors are, you know, people come in all colors, and you can start too by looking in your own family. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest. If I go outside, I burn immediately. Our oldest daughter, she thankfully inherited my mother's skin, which is more olive, and she doesn't burn quite as much. And you can say, hey, you know what? Your skin is different from my skin, and this person's skin is different, and it's okay. So, you know, some of those steps start from accepting that everybody comes in a different color and everybody's skin is different, and that doesn't make anything wrong or right. It's just different. And, you know, among those steps, too, are checking ourselves. What do we say that is racist? And it feels, as you're reading it, it's a list more for parents to remember, but kids too, babies, you know, are going to catch on and start to hear and listen and say, oh, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. And the big key for them, too, is to see the pictures of diverse families.
Starting with babies. It seems very young for that.
Right. It feels young, but it's not. It's exactly the right time to start, to start creating inclusion, especially at a time when we can't get out to, you know, a Wiggle Worms class or something fun like that, where they're going to be in a group where they're going to see families of diverse backgrounds. Since you can't do that right now, making sure that they see it in the media that you're exposing them to is the perfect way to keep inclusion and keep, you know, their eyes seeing diversity.
So tell us about some of the other books that you're recommending.
The Colors of Us is a great book. It's by Karen Katz, and it describes color in terms of food, which is a very easy way for kids to sort of see and recognize difference. They say that one person's skin is like French toast and another person's skin is like honey. And so kids can see that, and they can then it explains, like I said, too, you know, skin color within families. And that grandparents and aunts and brothers and sisters might look a little bit different. And within, on your block, you know, what do your neighbors look like? And so they incorporate it to, you know, sort of describing it like food. And that's something that kids can recognize and say, oh, hey, you know what? That looks different, but that's okay. And it, you know, that's something that I like. You know, I like hot chocolate. I like cocoa beans. I like French toast, you know, so it describes it in words that they really enjoy. So The Colors of Us is great for younger kids. As you start to get a little bit older, you know, the first of this list, the first that we read to our children was Let's Talk About Race. It's a little bit of an older book. I think it's like early 2000s by Julius Lester. And it describes and explains that each person's life is a story. You know, your birthday is part of that story. Your parents' job is part of that story. Your race is one part of that story. You know, how many brothers and sisters you have is part of that story. Your religion is part of that story. But none of those are the only part of that story. And that it does explain, too, that there are people who believe that there are certain parts of their story, like race, like religion, that they believe that, okay, if it's mine, it's better than everybody else's. And, you know, so he explains it as there are stories that are true and there are stories that are false. And mine is better than yours is a false part of that story. And so It's a very interesting book, too, to stop and talk to kids about as they're reading it. What, you know, ask them how many, you know, they know, but how many brothers and sisters do you have? Do you know your parents' job? So this is for kids that are a little bit older, 3 to 5, age range is really good. 2-year-olds is really good, especially if they're the younger, you know, if they have older brothers and sisters is really great for this book. But it is, it's a very kid level that explains race. It doesn't straight up come out and say, this is racism, don't do this. It does straight up, you know, it does say, you know, no one is better than another. It is not better to be a boy than to be a girl. It is not better to be Catholic than to be Jewish. It just says, you know, it is that is a single part of your story. Your favorite food is also part of your story.
I was just thinking about, you know, opportunities people could take in the Chicago area, because we're such a melting pot. You know, every neighborhood is different, has different kind of people, different kinds of restaurants, different kinds of cultures that are represented in the stores and on the streets. And what an opportunity to learn those stories about different people from all over the world who are just like you and me, except maybe they dress differently, or their skin tone is a little different, or their the way they speak might be a little different. But Chicago is kind of a living, breathing, let's talk about race, right?
Exactly. It really is.
If you choose to use it as something to learn from instead of being intimidated by it.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this is Chicago's Year of Chicago Music, which is an excellent time to talk about and to teach kids about different musical influences and how different people came in from wherever they came in from, whether it was the South, whether it was, you know, the West Coast, and came in and introduced these different musical influences into Chicago. And because of the pandemic, it's been extended another year, which is great because it gives us more time to introduce kids to music and to give them that opportunity to learn those historical stories of how some of these things have created that melting pot. And yes, and to teach, you know, to teach kids about where the store on the corner came from. And, you know, if once we keep it back out again, you know, talk to the owner and ask them if it's okay if he talks to your kids, you know, because sometimes they get busy and, you know, when is a good time to bring your child in to have that conversation and to tell them their history.
Yeah, to take a stroll down Devon Avenue or Milwaukee Avenue or Bronzeville or, you know, Pilsen. You know, go to the Puerto Rican Heritage Center and learn about, you know, all these different cultures that all these resources are here. But get back to Julius Lester's book. Let's talk about race. Let's learn that every person has a story to tell about his or her life. It's living and breathing right here in Chicago. Daniel is in Highland Park and on the line at 312-981-7200. Good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I had 2 points. One is that a good example is Abraham Lincoln. I've studied him for close to 50 years now in my shop. And I learned that he learned from his father to be anti-slavery. He's a 19th century man. He may still have some of the prejudices of a white man in America at that time. But he also learned against slavery from his father. So early on is very important. And secondly, you took some of my thunder that, yes, it's not just looking at someone's skin color and different than us. It's also how they sound, what they say. And we have to be able to tolerate that and listen to that and understand there are differences all around the world from this. And that's not a bad thing. It makes the human race more interesting.
Yeah, very, very good points there, Daniel. I never knew that it was Lincoln's father that influenced him on the slavery issue.
One of the reasons that Thomas Lincoln left Kentucky for Indiana, in fact, he left his church, first of all, over the slavery issue, and then part of that was also because of competition, unemployment, but also because he didn't want to be a part of that society. And I think he put that onto his son, and most of us don't give his father that due.
Yeah. Never knew that. I've learned something from you today. Thank you very much.
I'll send you a bill in the morning. Okay. Thank you.
I'll look for that. Thank you. Hillary, are there any of the books that deal specifically with some of the atrocities that can happen? The ones that you've talked about so far are, you know, kind of preemptive, but are there any of these books that deal with what to tell your children, how to deal with your children when there is a case like George Floyd or Laquan McDonald, or, you know, go down the list of atrocities that have happened?
Sure, absolutely. Something Happened in Our Town is a book for a little bit older, early elementary kids, 5 to 10, so, you know, kindergarten to second or third grade. So it's called Something Happened in Our Town. And it's a child's story about racial injustice. And it was written in 2018, and it opens with a police shooting of a black man. And so it looks at it from the perspective of two different families, and how a white family talks to their daughter and how a black family talks to their son in the same class in elementary school. And what both families talk about is patterns, and how is that pattern, and how do kids break it? And then when the kids come back to school, what do they do to try to stop and break the pattern? And so Something Happened in Our Town is a great book that absolutely addresses particularly what what families are seeing right now on the news. That's a wonderful book, and explaining and talking to kids about breaking bad patterns.
I also found interesting in your article the description of the book that is called "This Book Is Anti-Racist," that deals with standing up against racism when you see it. It's not enough to just to see it and make a self observance of it, but to stand up and say something about it. I mean, that's really, I think, a little bit more where we are in America right now, where,
people are
saying, I have to stand up and do something about it, too.
Right. And that book is for a little bit older. It's teens and tweens. It's a wonderful book for kids who are, 10 and older, to sort of read stories, read 20 lessons on how to take that kind of action. And it's hard. You know, kids every day, especially at that age, learn about bullying and how to stand up to bullying. And it's hard for kids. It's hard for kids to say, don't do this, don't do that, to their friends and people who they thought were their friends. But this is a book that gives sort of a path and a map to, okay, this is what you should say when you see this. And it's like you said, it's not just enough to not speak hateful words. The next step is to say the words that you spoke are hateful. That's not appropriate, what you just did there.
Yeah.
You can't say that. You can't do that to these people. These people are my friends, too. And that's hard for a kid. So being able to read a book like that with your children and help. Help sort of role play and give them a chance to stand up to you. As if you were being a bully at school and saying something racist and hateful to somebody else, what would your kid say? And that kind of role playing and your child understanding that you're reading this book along with them helps them to feel like you're part of the process in teaching them to be anti-racist.
13 books to help you explain racism to your kids. You can read more at chicagoparent.com. Hillary Bird, the managing editor, I appreciate you joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you.